Turkish president says that those responsible for the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi will be held accountable.
Now the United Nations is unveiling its report on the case of Jamal Khashoggi. In the report, the United Nations says the Saudis are definitely guilty and they definitely had knowledge about this matter. The United Nations also says the Saudi stance on Turkey was wrong. Now they will pay the price for this. They will be held accountable.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan was reacting to a UN report suggesting Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and other senior Saudi officials are liable for Khashoggi's murder. Meanwhile, Amnesty International said the report's findings highlight the need for an independent criminal investigation into the case by the UN Secretary General. UN, however, says the body's chief has no authority to do this on his own.
The Secretary General, as we've been saying, does not have the power or the authority to launch criminal investigations without a mandate from a competent intergovernmental body. Power and authority to do that lies with member states. If a full
and effective criminal investigation... UN Chief Spokesman described Khashoggi's killing as a horrendous crime which shocked people around the world. Team of Saudi agents killed a dissident journalist back in October after he entered the kingdom's consulate in the Turkish city of Istanbul. He was a strong critic of the Saudi crown prince's policies, including his crackdown on journalists and the kingdom's war on Yemen.
Deliberate, premeditated, and extrajudicial. This is how the first independent investigation into the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi described his death. In a much-anticipated report assembled by UN Special Rapporteur, Saudi Arabia was held responsible for the murder of the 58-year-old journalist.
The first important message I think my report highlights is the fact that the execution of Mr. Khashoggi was the responsibility of the state of Saudi Arabia.
The UN investigator said there is credible evidence linking Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the killing of the Washington Post columnist, demanding that the White House ally be investigated over the murder.
What needs to be investigated is the extent to which the Crown Prince knew or should have known of what would have happened to Mr. Khashoggi, whether he directly or indirectly incited the killing.
The report urged sanctions against the kingdom's de facto ruler until he comes clean about his role in the killing. The report also said the current international sanctions against some senior Saudi officials over the case have failed to correspond to what it called the gravity of the crime. Saudi Arabia has rejected the report, saying it contains clear contradictions and baseless allegations which challenge its credibility. A team of Saudi operatives killed Khashoggi in the kingdom's consulate in the Turkish city of Istanbul in October last year and reportedly dismembered him. The murder provoked widespread revulsion, leading many Saudi allies to distance themselves from the crown prince. However, US President Donald Trump reiterated his support for bin Salman, despite coming under fierce criticism from Republican congressmen over the murder case, particularly after the CIA assessed in November last year that MBS ordered Khashoggi's killing. Ironically, the U.S. siding with the perpetrator is not the first of its kind. Washington has also turned a blind eye to Saudi rights violations, including its deadly war on Yemen in favor of lucrative business and arms deals. Nonetheless, it remains to be seen whether the scathing UN report could pave the way for holding Riyadh accountable for its human rights abuses, executions without fair trials, and a crackdown on its Shia minority as well as political dissidents.